Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Ryan.
And we are delighted that you are here. Happy first day of February, the Valentine's month. Rod is a trans channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone, and he's a clear channel with no filter to the information that answers your questions. And so we always have a lovely surprise as to who comes through each time. And if you're interested in seeing who's been on our show for the last almost 2 years now, the archives on BBS Radio, each show is labeled as to the being that was present. And there's just been wonderful, wonderful times with each one of them. So here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Saint Germain.
Oh, Saint Germain, thank you so much for being here. Now, are you here because of the events going on and the World Trust that you started well over 200 years ago?
I'm here because I have a question for everybody.
Okay.
Your country is under attack. Your president is under attack. You are under attack. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, that is awesome. That is completely awesome. And there are many people who need to hear that challenge, that question, because it is true. There is a war going on that most people have no clue about because they have chosen to not pay attention and to not allow the information. So those of us who do know, we do as much as we can. And hopefully there are people every day waking up more and more. So we're very grateful, Saint Germain, for you to be here. Thank you so much. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you for being here, Saint Germain. There's approximately 350 million people in the United States. At the present time, what is the approximate percentage of people that have woken up?
It's growing by the minute, dear.
Okay. So my next question is, after this memo is released tomorrow, will that number of people jump dramatically, do you think?
Jump. It will be more like a ramp. It's gonna take a while for people to get their heads around what has actually happened.
So does that mean they're not going to understand it? What?
There will be some of that, and there will be some of disbelief.
Okay, so it's not a lot of hype. It's going to be a major shocker. I mean, will it shock even like Mary and myself and the others on the call that have been paying attention to this?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It will.
Okay. Okay. And then Kerry was talking to the Palestine president, and he was telling him not to support Trump in peace talks. When Kerry was doing that, was he actually committing treason against the United States?
There's a question about that? He absolutely was.
Okay. And then Trump, either today or yesterday, he disbanded the Consumers Financial Bureau. And that bureau and other bureaus within the U.S. government, when they say, okay, you're a bad person, you've got to pay $100 million in fines, has that money, that one that's collected, if it is collected, does that go into the cabal's pockets?
Only 99% of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then it's been noted all over that during Trump's State of the Union that most of the Democrats did not applaud or stand up. And then a lot of them are wearing a yellow and black and reddish tartan cloth, whether it was a scarf, a little handkerchief, a tie. Was this a cabal symbol?
Indeed.
Okay. Boy, that was dumb on their part. So.
Well, they're just admitting who they are, dear.
Okay. Okay. So how many of these Democrats that were wearing this tartan? Now, we know some of them have been arrested and released, maybe with ankle bracelets or some GPS tracking of some kind. How many of these that are wearing that, showing that being cabal, how many of them have been arrested and released? Any of them?
Almost 15%.
And so they're just not letting their cohorts know that they were arrested and released?
What makes you think that?
Well, that'd be awfully ballsy to tell them and not be concerned that they were going to be taken out.
They are desperate, dear.
So, okay. So when you say they're desperate, they've gone back and told the others they were arrested and released?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So has that shaken up the other ones, wondering when they're going to be arrested?
I think the sentiment that would describe them is like this, defiant to the end.
Okay, so the ones that are going to get arrested and not released, does their family just stay at home? Because I'm assuming when they get arrested, all their assets are frozen, so that means the family really doesn't have a way to pay their bills, buy food, things like that. Is that accurate, where if one of them's arrested and put someplace and not let go?
They will be sustained.
Okay. So, when will we start seeing on major media more of the people that are getting arrested and not being released? When will that start coming out on the major media where they can't ignore it?
In your dreams?
In my dreams?
Yes.
So I don't understand your answer.
It's not going to happen, dear one.
Oh. So won't people start noticing that these people, the Democrats, more and more seats are getting emptied, and same with some of the bad Republicans when they start doing voting, you know, on bills and such? How will things progress if those people aren't there? What?
It will be what it will be. This
okay.
is not going to be able to be hidden any longer.
Okay.
The war is on.
And?
The war is on full-fledged.
Okay.
It's not at half-mast. It's full-fledged.
Okay. And because of the memo being released, does this speed up the timeline for the new government to be announced?
This was taken into account.
Okay. Okay. And then there was a, it's been said that the sinking of the Iranian oil tanker offshore of the Shanghai was also to postpone the start of the gold-backed petrol, I don't know how to say the word, YUA, the Chinese money, as a replacement for yuan, as a replacement for the U.S. petrodollar. Is this true?
It is true.
Okay. So then I also read where the U.S. military government under Trump was able to buy time for itself last week by threatening immediate arrest of Democratic politicians who caved in to end the U.S. government shutdown in less than 72 hours. Is that true?
That is so.
You said that is false or that is so?
That is so.
Okay. And then it was said that Trump got MI6 and the government communications headquarters, the British intelligence agency, to hand over incriminating intelligence on Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the cabal before his meeting with the UK Prime Minister, Theresa May at Davos. Is this true?
It is true.
Oh, good.
You are fortunate to have an extremely good negotiator in the office of president.
Oh, I love Trump. I just love him. He's so wonderful. And then February 8th is another deadline for the U.S. debts. Can you tell us what is going to happen there? Will the whole thing crash, or you're not able to say?
That is where it is heading, is the total reset of your governance. But will that occur on February? I don't believe so. Yet.
Okay. So that's when they're supposed to vote again, I guess, is to up the ceiling of debt or whatever it's for. I'm not really clear. Will it work out for the U.S. people?
You're talking about the people in the country?
Yes, us citizens, not the cabal.
When it is reset, it will totally work out.
Okay, well, I'm talking about February 8th, because they did the voting on January 26th or something like that, and now we have another deadline of February 8th.
That will be, the energy is all for that being another delay.
I didn't quite understand that. You're not real clear coming through.
The energy for that is another delay.
Okay. Okay. And then I read about Johannes Riedia, R-I-Y-A-A-R-I-Y-A-D-I. He's saying how he has all this money that he wants to help with humanity, but the cabal won't give him his money. Is this man telling the truth that he's for humanity and wants to take this money to help with projects and such?
His version.
Oh, okay. And then there was a story about MSNBC, so I believe that's Microsoft NBC, that the news anchors are starting to wake up. And on one of their shows, Michael Wolff was on, who's written the book saying a lot of negative stuff about Trump. And they got so irritated with him, they kicked him off his show, their show. So does this mean these news anchors for this news station is starting to wake up to see what's really happening?
The money for the media has decreased. So you're going to see more unhappy people.
On the major media.
Yeah.
The news anchors. Okay. Then I have sort of an oddball question. Is the original Stephen Hawking still alive? Or is he like a clone or something? Sorry.
Not exactly,
it's just
dear.
Like
no.
The man. What?
No.
No, he's not. So is this a clone in his place?
Correct.
Okay. And then how are our wonderful friends, how are they doing with the toplet bombs? Dismantling
them. Very well. Very well.
So on one of the calls they were saying, since they sort of got the system down pat and really are moving faster on getting them dismantled, is there an approximate time frame we're looking at?
Thanksgiving.
Are they going to have them all deactivated?
Thanksgiving, dear.
Oh, it's going to be Thanksgiving. But okay, well, was hoping for sooner. And then, Mary, if you can help me with this question to clarify it, because you asked about it last week. She talked about how they're working on clearing out Section L1, L2, and did you say L5, Mary?
Cindy, I don't remember exactly what I said. There is L1, L2, L3, L4, and L5. I think 3 was cleared at the time and 4 was in process, but that's working from memory, which is iffy.
Okay, so how are they doing on that, St. Germain? Have they got any more sections totally cleared out?
Two.
So they got Section 2 out now?
Yeah.
So yeah. That means only 1 in 5 is left?
Correct.
Okay. So is this Thor's hammer clearing this out?
Yes, dear.
Okay. Boy, I would love to be able to see that in action. a few days ago, I don't know if the man saw the object coming to Earth, but he was picking up some communications, and he could hear a person repeating numbers. And let's say it was me. I couldn't figure out what the numbers were. So I kept going on Google trying to figure out what all these combinations were. And then the man had an aha. And he figured out it was like longitude and latitude. So he put that in on Google's map, and when it showed the location, it was above like New Zealand and Australia, and that area of Google Maps was blacked out. So he got the impression these people were saying, we're going to land at this location. Is that what was happening when he picked up this communication by accident?
No, it wasn't by accident. He picked up that location because there are activities occurring there that are not for humanity's best interest.
Okay, so that's why it's blacked out on Google Maps.
Yes.
In the ocean. It was in the ocean.
Correct.
Oh, so this area that's not good for humanity, when will that area be cleaned up and the bad guys and gals removed?
Year in.
Okay, so are these beings from off-world that were coming in and giving their where they were heading? Is that what he was hearing?
He wasn't hearing where they were headed. They were giving him a warning about the activities taking place at that location.
Oh, but and the man doesn't realize that now, or he does realize it. So that's why he put it out on the internet?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. So with all this that's what's happening now with us at war, is this what's been holding up like the total release of the RV and the prosperity packages and things like that?
It has been holding it up, yes.
And do you have an estimate time frame when it will not be held up any longer?
You're looking at a matter of weeks, not months.
Okay. So then they've been saying for the last couple years that groups, certain people, depending on who you know and you could hook up with them, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that some of these people have been doing their currency exchange already. And some of the people are just sitting on their money. Will they be releasing and helping humanity with their money that have already received it?
Some will, some won't.
Okay. Okay. And then, Mary, do I have time? Ouch, sorry, my head. Howie. do I have time for personal questions? Or should I stop?
Sure. No, sure. Go ahead, Cindy.
Okay. My owies are from when I hit my head and it's healing and all of a sudden it feels like a needle being shoved into my head. My friend was very blessed and a miracle occurred to help him. And we need to have another miracle occur financially. Of not such a great amount that he has to have by February 29th. Do you see that another miracle occurring? Because that one source that helped out financially, that's all they could do, but he needs another miracle and by February 29th at the latest. Do you see that occurring?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, I'm in the process of job hunting. And I love my company, but sometimes I just want to, like today. I'm going to be applying at a company that does auto body repair. Is there a very strong, good possibility I could get that job?
Only if Tomorrow is a day of the week that ends in Y.
I know tomorrow starts with a, ends with a Y, but what was the first letter you said?
I don't believe there was a first letter. It's just the Y.
Oh. Okay. I love the company I work for, but I'm not taking on what's not mine. And that it just was major today, and I just keep shaking my head, and I'm laughing, going, God, people, wake up. So, well, thank you, Saint Germain. I hope I haven't taken up too much time.
Dear one?
Yes?
There's not a chance you could do that.
Okay. Well, namaste. And, oh, have I ever shared, been around you in any of your lifetimes?
Only two.
Oh, was I like a friend, or did I, was a server and brought you ale or something, or what did I do when I was around you?
You were a comrade.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow, that's cool. I just thought I might have been a serving wench or something. So, okay. Well, thank you very much, Saint Germain. And I am so grateful that you came tonight. Namaste.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, Carol. Welcome. Carol?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Saint Germain. My question tonight is, we have a neighbor that is not only keeps his animals tied up, but he also beating them. And now his young son, very young son, is joining in and also beating those animals. Is there any way that can be stopped, or can we do anything about that?
Yes, if you would send him to the Humane Society, they will take care of it.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I'm not sure we have a workable Humane Society here, but I will definitely check that out. Would that come back on us in any way, you think? He's pretty crazy.
No, my dear.
Okay, thank you. And also, my husband would like to know if he has any blockages around his heart. And I've been given permission to ask this of you.
None that he can remove quite easily.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
St. Germain said none that he can't remove quite easily. In other words, it can be addressed.
And how would he address that? Can you share that with us?
He can go into meditation and see them removed.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And is my health getting better? I feel like I'm healing, but I'm still in a lot of pain.
Dear?
Yes?
I'll tell you how I know your health is getting better. Are
okay.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're definitely ornery.
I'm definitely what?
Ornery, yes.
I didn't catch that, Mary.
Think of the word ornery. You're ornery-er.
Okay. Thank you very much, St. Germain. And good
You're
night,
welcome,
everyone.
Jealous.
Namaste.
Namaste.
We have the pleasure of St. Germain tonight, which is wonderful. And St. Germain, I have some questions for you now. Let's address the train wreck. It's my understanding that this was a cabal false flag that was planned to be quite a disaster and was averted. Correct?
You're talking about the sabotage?
Yes.
Yes. The deliberate attempt to murder representatives of your government?
Yes.
Yes. That one?
That one.
Okay.
That one.
Your question about that is?
Okay. I heard today a testimony that there were about 200 people on the train that were representatives of senators, whoever, that had voted to release the memo and their families. There were children and so forth, and they were being taken to Greenbrier, which is a secure underground facility for protection of government officials when things turn nasty, and that this was a setup, and that the plan was for the entire train to derail and for many to be killed. So it'd be a disaster. However, there was appropriate interference, shall we say, and kept the rear wheels of the engine on the track, which is almost unheard of. Certainly in physical dimension, it's unheard of. And that kept the rest of the train on the track until there were just no life-threatening injuries, just a few injuries, but nothing serious. Is this all true?
Yes, you have a number of beings from other civilizations to thank for this.
Okay, then I can say this. I was told there were four galactic civilizations involved to take care of this issue and keep that train from falling over. Yes, okay.
That is correct.
Correct, okay. And were there two trucks involved or just the garbage truck? Was there also an 18-wheeler involved? The reports are mixed.
The 18-wheeler was not as involved as the garbage truck.
Okay. And the garbage truck, since all of those commercial trucks have automatic tracking devices and so forth, does that mean that the garbage truck did not have a driver, that it was driven onto the track, but no driver was killed, or was there a driver who was killed?
The driver made good at the escape.
Okay. Did he realize what was happening, that he'd been lied to or whatever, or was he part of the cabal?
He was one of those who had been brainwashed.
Brainwashed, okay. All right. Okay. And I'm very, very grateful. I thank the Galactics for helping us with this. That is so awesome, because this would have been, part of the war. The Deep State and so forth.
Well, it definitely was and is part of the war.
Mm-hmm.
But the murder of those people was averted, and that is wonderful.
Yes. Yes, that is absolutely wonderful. Okay. The Bill Kristol's tweet about 15, 16 minutes before, was that his ego saying, ah, ha, ha, I know this is going to happen? Or does he still hate Trump so much that he just had to take advantage of the situation that he knew about?
This is a less than bright individual who had knowledge that he shouldn't have had. It will lead to people who will not serve.
Definitely does not serve, except that it got exposed. That serves.
That serves.
Okay. Okay, the State of the Union message was, I think, really quite successful. Can you speak to that?
Your statesman did an excellent job. I will say that.
And I was disappointed to read Tulsi Gabbard's assessment, which just bought the Democratic wine and the bleeding heart stuff about the hurricanes and so forth. I plan to email her or put in something about does she not realize that the aid to the people in the hurricanes is stolen? It doesn't get there. So for Trump to try to send federal aid and so forth is not going to work. It has to be solved by people on the ground who are good people. Is that not true?
That is absolutely so.
And I thought of her as a good person because she does make some good decisions compared to some of the other people in Congress. But I was disappointed in her reaction to this. So I will do that. Okay. Can you address the Q post? Excuse me.
This is not the last time you're going to be disappointed. Get used to it.
Until they're gone. Until they're gone. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what it is. Can you clarify about the Q post, the QAnon, the Mega Anon, and all of that? What is true? What is troll? What do we believe, or do we just try to trust ourselves?
Trusting yourselves is the best possibility, the absolute best.
So all of these posts could be a mixture of valid and not so valid.
One of the best ways to sell lies is to mix them in with truth.
Uh-huh. So very true. Now, a lot of people get trapped and brainwashed. Yes. Okay. The eclipse. We saw bits of it here because of clouds, but it was a very powerful eclipse, was it not? And my husband was ready to take pictures, but there just wasn't enough lack of clouds at the fullness or close to it, which we were a little disappointed about. But we did get to see part of it.
It was a wonderful set of energies that were coming to you and your planet.
Yes, and the clouds don't really matter. They just kept us from a physical visual, all right? Okay, beautiful. Can you talk about Inspector General Horowitz and the real deal with him, good guy, not good guy? There's 2.5 hours of video that we just haven't taken time to watch about Michael Horowitz. Can you give us a quick rundown?
I think you will find that he is mostly a good guy,
mm-hmm.
but he is a mixed bag.
Okay. Is his intention to be a good guy and just get taken in sometimes by the prevalent views of some around him?
There are those people that have been compromised, and to keep themselves alive, have to include disinformation.
Okay. Good. All right. The CDC director, a woman who resigned because she was caught as a CDC director buying shares, significant number of shares apparently, of Merck and some other pharmaceutical companies, which means she's certainly not working in favor of the American people, and she's trying to double dip, or sort of, something like that. And she has resigned. I assume that is a very good sign.
It's not only a good sign, it's a good move for you.
For the people, for all of us, because people like that need to be gone from government positions. Yes. Who's going to take over there? Is that known yet?
Not known.
Not known. Okay. Certainly it will hopefully be an improvement.
Yes.
Okay. There's a Julian Assange message about the situations overseas where some drug labs were taken out, some CIA buildings and personnel were taken out, and there was what they call collateral damage with civilians. I don't know whether this is a build-up to make this worse, or if, in other words, is Trump making the best decision possible right now to take out some of those nasty situations and it's trying to prevent civilian death?
Yes. His goal is to get all of this done with a few collateral damage, as you call it, as possible.
Okay. Is he mostly succeeding to a large degree, as much as possible right now, given that there's nasty people still sprinkled through the ranks?
His success level, in my opinion, is through the roof.
Okay. I like through the roof. That's really good. Okay. So Assange is also basically saying that there's some nasties around Trump, but isn't that his message to appoint people to give them a chance to see if they will perform? And when they don't, and it could be publicly announced that he so-and-so messed up and he's getting fired. Is this just part of all the plan, so Trump is well aware of the dark people around him?
You don't want to tell them. They might react.
Well, I was told that these people don't know that's his plan, which is even funnier.
That's why I'm saying,
yeah.
Don't tell them.
Don't tell them. Okay, well, they don't listen to our show.
Are you sure?
Well, there are trolls, and I'm grateful tonight there have been no trolls. Okay, thank you very much for the protection. And this is this makes it a lot more pleasant. Okay.
Thank Lord Michael.
Lord Michael, that's the big gun. Thank you, Lord Michael, for the protection. That is awesome. Oh, that is really awesome. Okay. It's my understanding that the sealed indictments now are approaching 20,000. Is that true?
That's the count at the moment.
And continuing to rise?
Indeed.
As they can do the research, write the indictments, have it all be legal. It takes tremendous time and effort to do that.
Not only legal, but airtight.
And airtight, yes. Has to be airtight. It's also my understanding that there is it approaching 40,000 arrests now? Is that many?
Yes, indeed.
Really?
Yes.
So are these people off the street, or are they wearing ankle bracelets? Quite different from what we call ankle bracelets in Hawaii, which are quite pretty. We're not talking that kind of ankle bracelets. We're talking different kind.
They are being given free room and board.
That is nice. So what's happening? The major media is not really reporting much of this, and even the alternative media is not reporting a lot of it. But if there's almost 40,000 families that are without the breadwinner or whatever, I presume that those who are innocent are being taken care of one way or another?
They are indeed being taken care of.
Okay, what a job to balance all of this. This is massive.
Certainly,
massive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Totally massive. Okay. Reno earthquakes. Can you address the swarms going on in Reno if they are earthquakes?
Earthquakes? underground bases being blown up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have they cleared out all of Nevada yet? Is it almost done?
Almost done, but not quite.
Not quite. Almost. Well, they should clear out Nevada because it is a financial center, being the most sovereign of all the 50 states. And it's the right place for financial events to take place, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Okay. McCabe resigning? He knows he's toast, does he not?
Yes, he was told he had the chance to resign or just be taken.
Okay. And, of course, loses his retirement, which he still counted on?
Of course.
Of course. Very, very good. Okay. Whoa. There's so much going on, it's hard to even address it all. There's a picture, a drawing of a number of Nazis and how they're interconnected with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, and so forth. This is done by Through the Looking Glass as a website and Free for Humanity. Is it possible to blow this up so you can actually read the little blurbs? Is this worth trying to pass on to people?
It is possible. I think that if you enlist the help of your partner, this could be done.
Ah, okay. Because even with my good magnifying glass font, it's just like -3. So, anyway, all right. We will do that. Thank you. Okay. General Mike Flynn. My understanding, he was set up and he is innocent. Is that true?
That is so.
Will he be cleared?
Eventually. Yes.
Eventually. He will be fine.
Yes,
okay.
He fine.
Does he understand that he eventually will be fine and be cleared?
He is hopeful.
Hopeful. So he hasn't been told privately that he's going to be freed. Okay. And he knows that he is innocent, correct?
Yes, he does.
He knows. All right. All right. Anything interesting happening with North Korea?
Who?
You mean the CIA front?
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, nobody takes them seriously anymore.
Okay. So it's just kind of stabilized and nothing really is happening.
Right.
Okay. Now, I believe the Winter Olympics are in South Korea, right?
Correct.
I didn't look up the starting dates, and I'm sad that we won't be able to see these because I love the Winter Olympics. Will this go smoothly without much cabal interference?
It will be a little bit, but not a lot.
Nothing like certain things that have happened in the past that have disrupted Olympics. Okay. Okay. The head of Hamas reportedly shot himself in the head. What's the real situation there?
Well, that's a favorite story for those who have been taken out.
Okay. He was taken out. Why was he taken out? What was his real intent? What was he trying to do?
He was ready to tell the truth.
Ah, okay.
Not allowed.
Yeah. Okay, is there anybody else who can step in and do what he could have done to tell the truth?
The truth everywhere on the planet is coming.
Yes.
It is not stoppable. It will not be stopped. Period.
That's true. No matter who's in a position to tell, it doesn't matter. It's coming out. I get that. Okay. Okay. What happened at Hotel GM in Newport Beach? I just caught glimpses of a helicopter crash. Was there someone taken out, a good guy? What was this about?
This was part of the war there.
Okay. So did they succeed in taking out one or more good people with this? Or I have no background on this. I don't even know that hotel.
Casualties on both sides.
Casualties on both sides. All right. I'm from California. I've never heard of this hotel. I don't know anything about it. Okay. Okay, we are coming down toward the end of our show. One more thing. Trey Gowdy stepping down from the I believe, from the Ethics Committee, but he's moving over to be more active in the Justice Department. Is that true?
That is still.
Is this a good move?
Yes.
Okay. Is Trey Gowdy basically a good guy trying to do the right thing?
Indeed.
Indeed. Absolutely. That's a thumbs up. Okay. So does he feel he can be more effective at justice? Does that, or did Trump ask him to move?
He was asked.
He was asked. Okay. And he agreed.
Yes.
That because maybe he can do a better job than what's being done at justice. All right. That is good. Okay. The new executive order of the 30th, January 30th, keeping Gitmo open, that was sort of a formality, was it not, reversing Obama's?
Yes, definitely a formality.
Because it's been kept open all along, even though Obama said to close it.
Right.
And now it's, I understand, just about full with nasties?
Yes.
Yes. And it holds something like 800, so the rest of the nasties that have been arrested are in FEMA camps?
The system.
Okay. All confirmed. All right. Do you have a last message for our callers and listeners, St. Germain, please? I love your initial statement. Love it. Is there anything you'd like to add at this time?
Show us how much you can shine.
Oh, you mean by people stepping up, people getting a clearer picture of the war, how we're under attack.
And letting their light shine.
Okay, letting their light shine, that means step into your mission, your passion for doing good, whatever form that is, and...
Mm-hmm.
And do your best to take the high road in every situation. Yes.
Right.
And tell the truth, your truth.
Yes.
Which I found out today, of course, that I need to always tell my truth, which can be a little abrasive. But that means I also need to tolerate other people's truth, even if it's, in my view, completely off the mark.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Okay. And hopefully for those off the mark, that will change some point, having had some recent experience. Okay. Life is so interesting.
You signed up for it.
I did sign up for it. So did the host. So, and it would be maybe pretty boring otherwise.
Boring is not something you sign up
for. That is true. Okay. Well, I want to reiterate St. Germain's original message that our country is under attack, our president is under attack, and you, each one of us, are under attack. And what are you, meaning each one of us, what are you going to do about it?
Correct. Right
on. Okay. Thank you so much. That is very clear and very to the point. We're very blessed. Thank you, St. Germain, for being here. We're very grateful. Namaste.